Hello, and welcome to the Rose Pricks Bachelorette Podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and Trash Talk TV, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Stephanie Wilder-Taylor, from the For Crying Out Loud Podcast. Hello, Stephanie.
It's all happening. It's all happening. It's on.
It's all happening.
I've missed you. I've missed our podcast.
I know. I missed you, too. It was weird having a week off right away like that.
I know. And then I was away on a little trip with my husband and couldn't watch the show, so I had to come home. So I'm freshly watched.
I just watched it as well right now.
Yeah, and it was as good as I thought it would be.
I feel about this show like JoJo feels about every man she ever meets. It's like a whirlwind romance. It's like 1 week we recorded all these shows in 1 week, and then I was away from you for 1 week, and I just needed to write you a card to tell you I can't live without you, heart, heart, heart.
I just need reassurance. I just don't want to get my heart broken.
Pussy!
I'm the only woman ever to dislike having her heart broken. I know it sounds weird, but I don't like it. I don't like that feeling of the heartbreaking feeling of like somebody saying, you know, they don't love me, of being rejected. I don't know why, but I don't like that feeling.
Well, my main note coming away from this was, oh, Lord, this girl's going to be in some abusive-ass relationships.
Right?
Good Lord. She's like, he was so mean to me, but then I called him because he was hurting, and I just want to help people. You know what? Donate to shelter, bitch. You don't need to help everybody with your vagina.
You know, I told him that I was just had some questions about him, and then he told me that no, he's not going to cheat on me. And you know what? I trust him. I mean, I've known him for 5 minutes, but I just really trust him. I mean, if he says he's not going to cheat on me, I can't worry about the fact that he's cheated on every other girlfriend. That's not me.
Sorry. I was just going to say there was some fishy stuff. And I'm not even saying that as like a pun. Like there was some fishy stuff. Oh, by the way, if this is your first time, we love you. Come to facebook.com/rosepricks pod, or we're the same on Twitter. And guess what? I think we're the same on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. So come on over. And also, I'm cutting in to do all this because I will forget until hour three of this podcast. Also, thank you to everybody who's subscribing and leaving feedback on iTunes. Thank you. What an amazing welcome.
So grateful.
Yes, thank you.
Just so grateful to you guys. If I could give every single one of you a rose, I would.
You guys do not leave me. Okay. Hey, you guys, would you be a little more vulnerable? I'm here for the right reasons.
I just feel like with some of you, your walls are up a little bit. Like maybe you gave us 4 stars instead of 5 stars. And I just feel like that hurts me. And I really want you, if you're going to stay with us and keep listening, to just open up, you know, just be ready to love.
Just be here for the right reasons. So what I was going to say is if this is your first time watching this or listening to this, I curse a lot and I say really rude, ignorant things. Okay. You're just going to get used to it.
Well, if they've heard me before, they're already used to that.
I think you're so nice. Really? I was like, oh, really? It's going to be so lovely. Well, yeah. Like in a horrible, like you can be horrible, like in a funny way, but you're very nice. I mean,
I'm a really good person, Ronnie. This is what I love about this show.
I'm here for you.
Everyone is always reassuring themselves. They're always like, I'm just a really good person. I'm really nice and I have a lot to offer and I'm extremely good looking. But I guess that's not what she's looking for.
Well, guess who was a very sensitive painter? Hitler. Okay? I saw the movie with John Cusack. Well, I saw the previews. I ain't going to watch no Hitler being sensitive movie, but you get the point.
What was that movie called?
I don't know. I don't even care. It was like Jacques. It was like something weird. It's like Alan or whatever Hitler's Adolf. No, it wasn't that. It was, I don't know, like before his stage name Adolf came into play.
I forgot. Now I'm scared to Google it because it's going to like fuck up our internet.
I Googled it a long time ago because we talked about it on the Watch What Crappens show and I already forgot. It was like 3 weeks ago.
Adolf Hitler. Nice. Movie.
No, Adolf, John Cusack Hitler, put that.
Okay, I'm really going to do that.
I forgot what it's called.
Okay, John Cusack Hitler.
Remember when Hitman movies comes up first.
Remember
when Hitler stood outside that lady's window and held up the stereo playing that Great song.
That song about I don't like Juden. It's called Max.
Max, there you go.
Yeah. Which we were so wrong. We were not even close. Had nothing to do with anything. Like, it was called Hitler.
It was called Alan.
Hitler loves hats.
Okay. Well, The Bachelorette is a 2-hour show, so I guess we should we should get into it.
Right,
so previously, Chad was a horror movie. That was my favorite. Chad squeaking his fingers down the window. Dun, 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 dun.
It's they show it like he's out hunting, right? He's wearing like those Timberland, got the Timbers on the toes, and he's like out there hunting.
Yeah.
Hunting bachelors.
While he's whistling like the stepfather in the film's The Stepfather.
Stepfather.
When he was about to kill somebody, and the stepfather's always like whistling some stupid. I'm like, do you even know one song? He doesn't even know a song. His whistle was like, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. And then he would take a break. A, B, A. Seriously? Put something. I mean, you need a rest
not
or
melodic.
Something.
It's not relaxing at all.
So let me guess, you haven't taken a theory class, eh, Chad?
So, okay.
The guys are partying.
Yeah, they're partying. Okay, so they bring out what looks like a huge jar of mayo, right?
That's what I said too.
But it's protein powder. And they start spreading it around like it's Chad's ashes.
Yeah, and the DJ guy, the gay DJ, is like, can I have tips? I thought that was a tip jar. I was like, no one cares. You don't get tipped for, like, paying your Spotify. Okay, stupid. And then the stupid hick with the bloody eye, which kills me.
Oh,
this big
James
doofus.
Taylor brings out the guitar to sing Fire and Rain.
This big doofus with a big bloody eye whips out his guitar while they all give speeches in the sunset.
And I can't remember because it's been so long now. What do we, you know, our ED guy, erectile dysfunction? What do we call him?
I call him dysfunction.
Dysfunction.
Not big wuss.
And I think I call him ED. But okay. So he's really happy.
That guy is so nervously happy. He's like a really insecure girl. And I love
it. He is. But then he's all bitchy. And then he goes, Chad better not be here. That's all I'm saying. He better not. Oh, because then, so Chad comes to the door and does the scratching on the window thing, which is weird.
A, B, A, B, A, B. And he comes to the door right after Orange Robbie is like, I'm so glad Chad is gone. Okay, Chad, see ya. Never, ever, 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 ever again, girl. And it's like, scream.
This whole episode is full of those Lenny and Squiggy moments. Hello.
And Dysfunction goes, I hope he's not here for his protein powder. We're dead.
He really was. And it sounds like we're making a joke, but he really said that. It was so much of this almost seems scripted like a comedy, like a sitcom.
You can't script stuff this good because people would be like, it can't all be gay guys. Like, we can't do this, but it like literally is.
Okay, so then Chad comes in, and this was so funny to me. He, for no reason, he's not even mad at anybody. He just starts walking around going, you know, what's up, guys? I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's just weird because, like, I guess she thinks I'm too intense or whatever because I'm pretty great. I mean, I don't know.
I like
I don't
when
know
they
what
go,
I could have done.
Hey, bro, so how'd it go in the woods? How'd it go on your double date with JoJo? And he's like, good. Really good. And then they started, like, confronting him, like, well, you don't think that, you know, threatening to kill people, etc. And he goes, yeah, guys, well, when a guy is backed into a corner, or, like, right now, like, I'm against a wall of weird paintings with leaves glued to him, okay? Like, turquoise leaves, you guys. And Dysfunction is like, well, he knows his color, so I'll give him that.
He's like, when I'm backed up against, like, colors like that, the only thing I could think of is to get physical, you know, just to like take a guy's head and bash it through the wall, you know, like you guys make me want to do that. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to do that. Like, that's not my like regular me doesn't want to do that. But like, what else am I supposed to do?
Stop making me hit you, woman.
And then
he's like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, but then I love the fact that Aaron Rodgers wants an apology, right? He's like, all right, listen, no hard feelings or whatever. You know, you go your way, we'll go our way. But, like, let's just have an apology. You know, you just say sorry, you know? You know, just say sorry you can't be a man. Sorry you're such a douche canoe. You know, sorry you don't have that many white T-shirts.
Sorry about my pinky penis. Go on, just say it. I hate when anybody talks like a politician. It makes me crazy. And that's what Heron was doing. He was like, okay, Chad, here's the thing. I would like, you know, all of us would like to say we're sorry. We're really sorry on our end if we haven't understood you. Now, if you would like to take this moment to be genuinely sorry to us, like, shut up, you wuss. Who talks like that? What are you, running for mayor? Nobody talks like that.
But, and then Dick's function is in the background going, and I want that $20 for my shirt.
My daughter bought me that. Then Aaron Rodgers starts shaking hands. He's like, okay, you gonna say you're sorry? And then Chad just starts squeezing his hand. And he's like, huh, you think I'm intimidated? All right, I'm gonna walk away. No, you know what? We're gonna shake hands again. And so he starts shaking his hands again. He's like, okay, you're still being a jerk. Okay, let's try reshaking our hands again. It's like, what is it? What do you think shaking hands is gonna do? Who are these men? Who raised these men? Is this because everybody's parents are at work now? I mean, what the hell? Do any of you have parents?
I know. This is a problem. We're raising entitled assholes.
And the vampire Canadian is in the back eating a bowl of curry. Like, oh, well, how'd it go, bro? Aaron Rodgers is like, you're not intimidating me, but ouch, that really hurts. Okay, let's shake hands again. Like, how stupid are you, dude? Go outside. And then Chad leaves. He's like, okay, well, bye. And then he just leaves. And then on the patio does a twirl. Like a Sound of Music / Cop McGraw twirl.
That was so strange. Mm. And it was like, we're not going to have seen the last of him.
Then Chad. He just wanders into the woods.
And then I have written down here that Alex, is this what happens right after Alex?
Oh, God. Alex, the little midget hero. Alex is the midget hero. They're like, oh, Alex is our hero. And they lift him up and put his face in some cake. And they lift him on his shoulders. And I thought, oh, that poor thing.
It's like a scene
from Rudy. I'm like, poor thing. That's the tallest he's ever going to be again.
Somebody carries him up on her shoulders and runs around the fountain.
They have celebration cupcakes. Seriously, this is basically like a really orange Branny troupe, the cast of this show.
Oh, it's so funny. So then they show that, so then they go to Nemacolin or whatever that place is. I don't know why they keep name checking that place, because has anyone's ever heard of Nemacolin?
I think it's just really good that they cast like 20 gay guys and they go to a place called Colon for their, for their vacation.
By the way,
was cornhole taken?
We're in cornhole, PA, with a lot of guys in flannel shirts. So JoJo, by the way, you're going to notice in this episode, wears so many cutout dresses. Did you see this?
Yes.
Every dress is a cutout dress with it looks like it's two dresses.
Yes, she was basically a Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes.
And why? I don't like those cutout dresses that have that material that's see-through.
I know what you're talking about.
Flesh material that dancers in Vegas wear at like the Gold Coast or whatever.
Yes.
It's so weird. But she says, sending Chad home was the best decision I ever made, girl.
But then she goes on and on about him, just like a Lifetime movie. She can't let it go. She's like, I don't know. Chad really disappointed me. I mean, just how abusive he is. I mean, I just expected more from him. I mean, he's just, I don't know. I mean, I hope I don't have to get my heart broken. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of people like heartbreak, but I really don't.
I thought I knew him. I thought I knew Chad. How many days have you known him? According to Unreal, all of these things are shot in basically, like, every date day is one day, right? So what have you known him for, like, 6 days?
That's it.
I thought I knew him.
All right, so then Chase shows up, and I swear to God, I had no idea who he was. I had to look him up. I had to put in Chase Bachelorette so I could figure out who he was. And then I remembered that they did the yoga thing together.
Why isn't there an America in this? Because there's a Chase and a Wells. All we need is a Bank of America and a teacher's credit union, and we'll have like a full-on financial industry going on.
It's true. And a Coldwell. All right.
Next season, people named after real estate companies. So, meet the Bachelor, State Farm. I'm talking like that, by the way, because The Real Housewives of Melbourne is coming back soon, so my terrible Melbourne accent is back in full force.
And I need to start watching that one. I feel amazing. Like I have too many on my plate, though.
Oh, that's
just with OC in New York.
Oh God, this is just amazing. It's the best of all, mostly because they're just so cartoonish, because I can't understand what they're saying. I don't know. They're amazing. And they can curse and stuff. It's better.
I love it.
Their facial surgery is way off. Okay, anyway, back to this channel.
Night. All right. So Chase is the one. She's narrowing it down, by the way, to all the ones I hate. Chase, they all look alike. They all have that same hair. But Chase is the one with those dead fish eyes. Yes. And that giant tat.
Well, there's two dead-eyed people in this so far. Chase and Leaning Luke. Leaning Luke is also dead-eyed. Him and Chase give each other a run for their money in the dead-eye department. They look like fish who have just been slammed on the head and are waiting to be grilled.
Now, you are cutting out on me. Do I sound normal to you?
How dare you? Yes, I do. Are you surfing the internet?
No, I'm not. I have nothing open.
You better turn off your Pornhub while we're doing this podcast, young lady.
I have nothing open. Let's see.
No, it's okay. We're good. If I can hear you, we're recording just fine. But yeah, let me know if you can't hear me. Oh, and by the way, yes, this podcast is totally ghetto and we're doing it over Skype, okay? We ain't driving to do this.
But I'm hooked up to the hardwire, man. I took this really seriously. All right, I can hear you again now.
Me too, Steph. Okay. Me too. I'm taking it very serious. Now, while we're talking about taking things seriously, let's talk about Chase and the dodo bird in those gigantic rubber balls. What kind of date is that? Who gets inside an inflatable rubber ball? Those things look like things from a sex store that people put their wieners in. And it figures that that's what Dodo Bird is dating with.
And for no reason. It's like 9 o'clock at night. They're both wearing formal wear. What? It had nothing to do with anything. It was just like, here's some big plastic balls. Let's get in them.
Don't we have enough balls knocking up against each other in this show without you making it a date that she has to be a part of? At least do it behind her back.
And then, okay, so, and she's not even on a date with him. I had no idea what was happening. I was so confused.
Yeah, they were just
because
on the patio.
Suddenly she's out with Robbie, right? The scene switched. Suddenly JoJo's out with Robbie because I was like, wait, is that Chase still? Oh, no, that's Robbie. And then she's making out with him.
Well, at some point I started writing make out in caps every time she made out with somebody, but I didn't start until this part. And I think this was like the third time she was making out with somebody. You know, I know it's like considered slut shaming, but I think I wrote it down like 100 times.
She's not even being slutty. It's just weird. It's like just making out with everybody. Like she's in high school or something.
That's too much. I mean, it's like a lot of, have these people ever taken a sex ed class? You don't only get stuff from wieners and vajays, okay? They also come through the mouth.
I know.
It's like sticking your finger up somebody's nose and then sticking it up your own nose. Or like picking someone's ear and then picking your own ear. You can get something.
I honestly don't understand how the guys are not bothered by it. Because half the time she's making out with people, she's right out a window. All the guys are just watching her and they're like, yeah, she's making out with somebody. Whatever. She's making out with someone again. All right. Well, for this time,
for the Orange Robbie kiss, they were getting a little pissy about it. But I think it's because Orange Robbie is so gross, and he's the gayest of them all, hands down.
So gay.
And he even makes out like a girl. Like, those two were making out like when fake lesbian, like when girls in college make out in the bar to like turn guys on. That's what they looked like. It was just like this big fake lesbian kiss.
So true. It was like he was like kneading her tongue. He was like kneading her tongue like it was bread dough. You know what I mean? Like he was like a bread maker. Like,
yeah,
just swirling around like very
it's like a bread machine.
Yes, it was like a bread machine. There was nothing natural about it. It was really stagey and weird. I completely agree with you.
He was like a bright orange KitchenAid mixer from Target. like the cheap one with a bad motor.
It's true. And then I couldn't. It's like, is she into that? I don't get it.
I don't either. Especially like beyond the making out like a month long lesbian. The fact that he's like takes his private time and he says, I want this to symbolize like what I feel for you. Like in a few months, I want to give you something metal and golden that like goes around your finger. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, oh, you're so vulnerable. And then he throws a penny in the fountain. What the fuck kind of thing is that to say to somebody? Is that romantic at all?
Oh my God. And now that we threw a penny in the fountain, let me suck face with you.
Yep.
So gross.
Make out. Wall of make out. All That's of a these wall guys of tongue.
Are the same, though. All of them are the same. All their sound bites are the same. Because then they go to Grant, who is so gone for the show. Yeah. Every time you see him, you're like, you have nothing. You have had no conversations with her. None.
You're gone. Poor thing.
Dead man walking.
I feel bad for him. Part of me always wants to root for the person with a wonky eye. But they just never get there, you know? And this poor guy, he's like, but, you know, you can't root for a man who says things like this. Like, there's only so much confidence you can have when your confidence is based on what JoJo thinks of you. For Christ's sakes, man.
Oh, my God. I had to rewind and write that down word for word, same as you. Because I was like, are you kidding me, Grant?
I was transcribing that shit like a court reporter. I was like, what? Say it again.
Oh, I hate guys like this. No pressure. Listen, I can only feel good about myself, like, if you're into me. So just telling you that, like, you know, if you're not into me or if I find out you're not into me, I mean, my life is pretty much over. Because I can't really have confidence unless, like, I know you're into me. You know, if you're not, that's fine. I just, you know, I'll probably just go kill myself.
If a Grant cries in a forest, but no, if a Grant cries in a forest, but JoJo isn't there to see it, is Grant really crying? Let's be honest, guys.
Oh, my God.
Haven't they all made out with her by now? Did he make out with her? Because I just was writing, yes. Why is she making out with everybody? That guy, she must taste like midget by now. Because now she's making out with that little short dude.
Oh, and he's taking over as the new villain.
But he was an asshole before. Any guy who's like, I'm going to tattletale. I'm going to use this date to tattletale on Chad. I mean, Chad can be an ass, and he was an ass. But this guy is so obnoxious. And that's like his way to win. He's going to just go tattletale on everybody now. You little wuss.
He's the worst. But you didn't notice how bad he was before. I mean, he was bad, but it was hard to see because Chad was taking full stage.
Also because I love a bossy bottom. I think I've said that 3 times today, which is so sad. So the 30-year-old faux hot guy, I didn't even know this guy's name. James F, they put it up. And I was like, please write that down 5 times until you remember it. But I don't
the
need
boxing,
to know.
He owns the boxing gym.
Yeah, and he's like a 30-year-old with a faux hawk. I can't with that. And he's like, yeah. I wrote you a letter, JoJo. And then he uncrumples this sad piece, little mini notebook paper. And on the front, it says JoJo. So I was like, were you going to deliver this, but they wouldn't let you? Like, they wouldn't let you to her room? Like, you poor thing. And then
well, it was like... either for JoJo or Chris Harrison. He was just going to decide at the last minute.
Oh, poor thing. It's like a little poem. She looked like she was going to fall asleep. Do not read Bimbo's poetry. They don't understand it. I mean, unless it rhymes. I mean, you might try Mary Had a Little Lamb or something, but... Don't be trying to put big words together, boxing person. I didn't even know what it was. Person.
He's like, usually I talk with my fists, but tonight I'm going to try words.
I've tried saying everything I can with my haircut, but nobody can hear it. And then Alex turns into the new Chad. He's like, can I interrupt you guys? I'm using, like, every Bimbo voice in my arsenal for Alex. I'm just going to switch them until one sounds right.
But they're all sitting around, too, by the way, just discussing the fact that they're mad at each other for taking their time, for taking away each other's time with her.
Yeah.
That's all their time. It just goes from guy to guy to guy. Mm-hmm. You got, like, drunk Canada is like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just, like, sitting here and these guys are taking my time with her. Like, this is my time. Well, he talked to her, drunk ass.
Yeah, and then he finally does go talk to her, and then Leaning Luke has to interrupt. And he's like, excuse me, do you mind if I cut in? He's like, yeah, bro. Actually, you betcha I do. Could you give me a second? It's like, okay. So then he turns around and he's like, so, like I was saying, I wasn't saying anything. Let's just be honest. Okay, you can come over now.
Luke's like, let me just put a little more paste in my hair. I'm just going to paste up a little bit just to make sure it's not going anywhere.
Luke, the 80-year-old man in the 40-year-old's body. Like, that guy is so oddly old-looking.
Oh, then he has old man teeth.
And eyes.
Old man eyes and teeth.
Yeah.
Not and, face.
And he is, like, kind of hot, too. I'm not really sure what I think about him. It's almost like a vampire who's been a vampire maybe for 500 years, but he was made a vampire when he was 40. So he looks 40, but he has that just knowing look of someone who's 500.
No, but I could never deal with those teeth. They look like dentures.
Yeah, there's definitely something. I mean, look, we're in LA. You can't just be putting your teeth in a cup. You never know when there's going to be an earthquake. You're going to be covered in somebody's tooth juice. That's not romantic.
Oh, my God. You just put your teeth in a cup.
The vampire goes, gosh, these guys are just, they just, you know, they keep interrupting me. They said they were great guys. I thought they were great guys. I thought I knew them. Okay, so what are you dating them now? What the hell is going on?
That is what's happening through all the episodes. But then the guys, then Luke's hair is like, you know, my heart beats a lot faster when I'm with you. I'm falling for you. And when I'm not with you, my heart beats faster, wondering when I'm going to be with you because I'm falling for you. I was asleep during his speech. And this is the guy that's like supposed to be like the sexy one.
She literally was falling asleep during some of these guys talking. She's like, all right. She's like rubbing the back of his neck hair. He's like, yeah, well, I have to say something. What I feel about you is like what I feel when things feel like I feel them. And like sometimes, you know, sometimes like you're not feeling things, but then you feel things. She's like, please just stick your tongue down my throat or leave. Like, don't talk.
There's something just so passionate about Luke. I mean, you know, his lips. It's just the passion. I can really feel the passion. And also, I can hear the passion because he tells me he's really passionate.
It's kind of like
a passionate person.
You know when people are running for president and you have to watch those stupid debates where there's like 12 people on stage and they all get their turn to talk and they're like, here's what I believe. God, family, and America. And everyone's like, woohoo! It's like you all just say the same things. That's how these guys are. And poor JoJo is just like, you know, a delegate. She's like, oh, shit, another one. Good.
Yeah,
just...
but it's so true. And also, it's like, and then they all go, you know, and the other guy running, he's not all about God and his country and lowering taxes. He's not, but I am. That's what they all do. They all say the same thing and then accuse the other ones of not doing that thing.
And then they all cry like little bitches when they don't win. Yep. And gay DJ's over there gossiping with the guys and, oh, Dixfunction. I wrote, who's Dix? Dixfunction. And he's like, guys, we may have a new common enemy now that Chad is gone. And I think that we shouldn't be the common enemy of each other. It's like, what are you guys talking about? This isn't war, okay?
And oh, they all act like that.
And then, of course, Luke walks over on cue and he's like, you guys gonna go in and make an effort with JoJo? Because if not, I'm going back for seconds. Really? How are you gonna top that amazing hot tub memory? Remember when we were in that hot tub? She's like, yeah, that was fun. You have you literally have nothing else to say.
I really do just feel like Luke is like the old man from On Golden Pond. He's just Henry Fonda. He's like, well, hello, JoJo.
Well, that guy only made sense when he had Katharine Hepburn around to yell at him.
So then Dixfunction is just now starting to say that anybody that's spending time with JoJo, he feels like it's a personal attack on him. He's like, I mean, I'm just here, you know, I'm here looking out for all of your dicks. You know, that's me. I'm just a caring person who cares about all of your penises.
Pretty much.
But you're all screwing me. So that's just great.
These guys are like totally cutthroat and willing to jump right in front of me. I grew bangs for this. And Heron Rogers.
Oh my God.
I have a rose, so I don't want to take too much of your time, babe. And then he like pushes her up against the wall and makes out with her again.
Oh my God. Shouldn't he wait till she's unconscious like every other football player?
Well, that's why he doesn't score enough to be a football
player.
Oh,
it was so rapey. That I was so uncomfortable just as a female. And I really felt like she was uncomfortable too, but I don't know.
Not really. I mean, that was like a 10-minute makeout session. And he goes, hey, I didn't want to take too much of your time. And she's like, you should have. And then he pushes. Oh, my goodness.
I don't feel sorry for her. She's bringing this on herself.
Yes. Yes, she is.
What is she thinking about?
I can't say that because people would jump all over me. But you can.
She is being such, I mean, she's asking to be a victim.
And then
I feel bad saying that, but she is. She's like such an excuser of all their bad behavior.
You know, I just thought she's like a typical dodo bird. But then after this episode, yeah, there's definitely some signs of a woman who's in dysfunctional relationships constantly. Like she's choosing only the hot ones. And yep. She's choosing the phoniest people who she knows they're faking it because they say the exact same things. And she just did last season. She knows all these lines and she doesn't even care. She's like, oh, I heard about you on Instagram. You're a total whore. Let's do it behind a rock. Like, really, JoJo?
Well,
come on.
The conversation she has later with Aaron Rodgers is so insane. The
it
whole
is.
Thing, which we'll get to, but where she's like, I know somebody, I have a friend of a friend who dated you and you weren't such a nice guy. And he's like, I don't even know what to say to that.
Basically, I read Instagram
like, fuck
today.
You, bitch. I'm not even going to dignify that. I don't really care.
Yeah, he got really mad. Well, yeah, I have a question for you because you've watched this for a long time. Is this shot in semi-real time? Like, are they shooting this right now? Or is this pre-shot and then aired months later? Because it seems
it's
shot. Because there was just that thing someone was posting on our old Facebook about his ex-girl, Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend going off about him and being like, he's a liar and a cheater, blah, 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 on Instagram and all this stuff. And then JoJo brings the stuff that she just happened to meet this girl randomly this week while she's shooting a show. I mean, what the hell? How is she meeting the girl this week? That confused me.
Did she say this week?
She didn't say this week, but she just talked to the guy yesterday and didn't have an issue until now. She has an issue because she met this girl. When did she meet the girl?
I don't know, but I think all these people, the problem is they all know each other and invite each other on the show. That's why you're going to find out, because we'll be doing Bachelor in Paradise or whatever it's called now, Bachelor Pad, and they all know each other and they all go to these events together and these reunions, and then they all have friends and they hang out. Just like, okay, for instance, Chad is now dating Gay Robbie's ex-girlfriend.
Ew.
Ex-beard.
Yeah,
some girl named something Higginbottoms or something. Yeah,
no, Higgintops. If she was in a relationship with Robbie, I mean, that guy's an orange little bottom if I ever seen one.
Oh yeah,
that guy exfoliates his face down to a bowling ball texture. I mean, it's so smooth.
Crazy. And the one-on-one date that they're okay. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Well,
I know.
So much.
Sorry,
to say. Okay.
I started it. Right, okay, so, Chris comes in and dings his glass. Poor Chris. Does he have a bigger role on the regular Bachelor? Chris Harrison. Because
no.
On this
basically
one,
what he does.
What is he even doing? He comes in for 2 seconds. He's like, ding, ding, ding. Look, I know you're all supposedly dudes and we're all supposedly straight, but I've got a blindfold. If anybody wants to blow me, I'll be in the other ballroom. It's like, bye. Thanks for coming by. Oh, and then at this time, Jimmy Kimmel pop-up comes on the screen and says, tonight on Jimmy Kimmel, Bad Chad. It's like, oh, really creative work you're doing over there, Kimmel.
Oh, my God. And Chad doesn't even try to disguise. The guy's so dumb. He's just like, I don't know, you know?
That's my nickname.
I got
Bad
a head of bitch,
Chad.
I got a head of bitch, you know? Don't get in my way. Bad Chad. Bad Chad.
Bad Chad. Bad Chad.
Bad Chad.
So, rose ceremony, JoJo. I've had a really, really rough week, guys. Unfortunately, I wasn't given an HPV vaccine in my youth because it wasn't trending then, and my throat is literally about to close. Can someone help me swallow? JoJo!
We forgot about a part where dysfunction right before the rose ceremony is really disappointed. I don't know why. I just wrote down ED is disappointed.
Ed. It is sad. Gay DJ is sad right now. He's like, I'm going to go home. I haven't had that much time with JoJo. Like, it's because all of the time the other guys have had together with the gym. Poor little fella.
All right, so rose ceremony. First to get picked is my boyfriend, Derek, who I know you don't like him, but I think he's the only cute, normal one.
Which one's he? Derek?
He's the one you always forget about because you think he's so boring.
The brunette?
I think he's the one that looks like the Kaczynski or whatever from The Office.
The bomber? Oh, no, wait. No, that guy's gone already. The guy that they're all fighting with at the
Kaczynski.
End? The guy that they're bullying? Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, that guy's hot. Except those ears are just going to get bigger, girl. That's what happens with age. He's going to be flying off set soon. Poor thing.
I know, but I think he's cute. You know, I think he reminds me of my brother a little bit, who's like such a nice guy. Cute, nice guy, looks like a Jew. Look, I don't know if he is.
I love a hot, boring person with a banking job. I mean, especially commercial banking. That's hot.
Yeah, but he's sweet. Maybe he'd be funny if he wasn't with all those losers. I don't know.
I think he's sweet, too, actually. I don't really write anything mean about him. I just don't know his name and probably won't ever know it, even though he's told me 20 times.
Yeah. Derek. I'm not even going to give him a nickname because he's just cute and he's not going to last very long.
You don't think? I think that guy's marriage material. That guy is such marriage material. He's like, everybody's being mean to me because I'm standing up for my woman. I mean, women get off on that, right?
Well, no, because he just doesn't seem like he'd ever hit her. And I think that's what she's looking for.
She's like, I'm sending you home, but can I please call you once I invite Chad back and he hits me? I need someone to listen to me cry.
Exactly. And help me move my stuff out of Chad's apartment. Then she picks Robbie. I don't get it. Chase, don't get it. Wells, Grant, Vinny, James Taylor, and Dick's Function.
Oh my God. This was so amazing when she picked Dick's Function. He's like, oh, thank you, girl. I was so scared. Thank you. She's like, okay, go stand over there with the rest of the guys from the men's worn out house. What are those suits? What are some $20 suits?
And then James Boxing Guy goes and he's normal. And then Canada, Canadian Vampire is epic. He's drunk again. And may I remind you that he was the one who was drunk on the first episode and took off all his clothes and said, one thing to know about me, is I don't really drink much. I'm not really a drinker. But he's been drunk on every episode. And he goes, obviously it's not about bodies, you know, because she picked Evan and Wells. And listen, those guys are not on my level, eh? You know, no one's on my level. I'm the best looking guy here. I guess she's going for personality. I guess my personality shit.
He's like, obviously my personality shit. But, you know, my body's real good. And I've had more experiences than all these guys combined. I got a better chance of being struck by lightning. Shaving my face. And then the poor, boring guy with the terrible poetry. He's like, I should have been more assertive. You should have not written that terrible Mary Had a Little Lamb poetry, stupid. JoJo's like, that hurt me to get rid of those guys. I could have loved them. Okay, let's make this coffee international.
Guys, we had such a great time in PA that we're going to go south to Abilene. Just kidding. We're going to Uruguay. We're going to Uruguay.
They're like, yes, girl. I'm sorry I said it wrong. Aww. They're like, we're making history, girl. No, sorry. I meant South America.
I didn't mean you're gay. I meant we're going to Yeah. But you know what was so funny was none of them knew where Uruguay was.
Even though
until
she told
she
them.
Said, then when she said South America, they were like, what? You're gay. What? South America. Oh, South America. Woo. Then they go to a map. Did you see that? Well, they go to commercial, then they come back. They actually showed a map to show where they're going. Because I think people were still confused.
Well, then she goes, she actually said, it's in South America. And then they cut to the hit guy. And he's like, yeah. Paraguay? I didn't even know where that is. I mean, my mom taught geography. She is going to be so mad. I'm like, dude, you filmed this obviously after she told you it's South America, and you're still going to not know where it is. Stupidity does not make you look younger.
I don't need to know. America.
Mm-hmm. I'm young. America. I don't know where South America is. Okay, we get it. You're hip, okay? You have a big bloody red eye and a stupid beard shaved line to make you look thinner. Please just stop. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Pinta then... de este. This is the girl, Dodo. She's like, hi, everybody. Welcome to Punta de Este.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
I need to trust people. I have standards for my man. I'm like, really? And then another ad pops up on the screen. It says, Battle of the Bots. Battle of the Flesh Bots. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard, but I was like, this idiot. And then a Battle of the Bots popping up. It's too rich.
Now that we're in South America, I feel like I can really trust you guys because, I mean, we're in another continent or whatever. So I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like we all have a lot, like, going for each other. You I don't guys, know what that means.
I hope Punta de Este is vulnerable, okay, guys? I hope I can trust Punta.
I just think South America is a really vulnerable continent. Do you know what I? Do you know what I mean, you guys? I just feel like its walls are down. I mean, its walls are up, but they're down at the same time.
Okay, guys, you may not know where South America is, but we're going to the Grand Hotel, and they're like, "Yes, girl." No, not the musical, an actual hotel in South America. They're like, "Oh, damn it! You sure there's no musical?" Nope. Sorry, guys. Not even on Broadway anymore. Aww.
Oh, my God. So then, is this when they get the one-on-one date? Because I have hair on, says the competition stiff.
I was like, your hair, nothing is stiffer than your hair. The orangeness, I just wrote, Orange Robbie really stands out as being orange around real sun. It's so sunny there. I'm like, whoa, you are really, really orange. Like, seeing you around actual brown people really exaggerates your orange.
It's true. And then he wears those colors. Well, there's a couple different colors that really, it's such a contrast to his skin.
Yes. It's like a mimosa trying to stand out.
So that there, you know, this one's going to end in date rape. It can't not. I mean, listen, this might be offensive coming from a woman, but the guy is so rapey.
He is rapey, and he's used to his brother getting everything he wants. Which
he has an angry side. At least the midget guy, Marine Midget, you know, just wears it on the outside. He just comes off as angry. I think Aaron Rodgers is angry, though.
He's tricky angry. Yeah, because the other guy's insecure because he's short and, like, even though he's, like, totally one of the most gorgeous people I've ever seen. Like, seriously, I think that midget is so hot. And I only call him midget because I know it makes him insecure. Like, I don't have a short. I don't have an issue with short. And I hate that women have an issue with short. But, it's different because this Aaron Rodgers has always been told how gorgeous he is. So he's overconfident and totally arrogant. Where the other guy is insecure enough that I can kind of forgive him a little bit, you know? This guy's just trying to use a bitch.
Well, although Marine, though, gets really, really negative and mean and angry on this episode.
Oh, he does. He gets so nasty. I'm like, oh, girl. Snaps. Snaps, little one.
It's
snaps.
So funny because so what's happening, right, is that it's getting kind of divided where you're getting this really, like, mean frat mentality against these kind of, like, wimpier guys, like Wells and ED, you know, Dysfunction and Wells and Derek are all
well,
like...
Well, luckily for them, they're going with a sorority girl who only gives a shit about how hot people are. I mean, every guy she's going for is a hot idiot. I mean, not that the ugly guy or the uglier guys are intelligent either. No one's really coming off as being smart. I mean, only on The Bachelorette would you be like, yeah, not like that intelligent DJ. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, exactly. But I think the problem, I mean, she's going to end up with all of these, Well, I don't think they're hot. I think they all look so metrosexual to me. I mean, the Robbie and Heron and Chase, they all look like the same guy to me, but those are the ones she likes.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yeah, most of them have kind of a mean edge to them too, which I think is pretty interesting. But you know, this Alex is really mean. Like, he's mean to the guys, but he's also kind of mean about her, because when she picked Jordan or Heron, he said, well, I'm not here to like compete with Jordan. And I was like, well, you can't. So there's that. But right. Then he said, she just likes him because he's a quarterback. I'm like, oh, okay. Cause he said she just likes him because he was a quarterback, and she knew that coming in. I'm like, oh, okay. So now you're calling her a user because she's not picking you? Like, you're already being a bitch to the girl you're supposed to be romantic towards.
Exactly.
You know? Like, he's another one. She'll
angry.
Probably love him. Yeah, she'll probably, it's abuse.
Probably
she
will.
Loves it. She'll love him.
If he's abusive. So Heron Rogers and JoJo go on a one-on-one date, which made me laugh. They're on a boat. It looks like it's freezing out. It's overcast. The wind is blowing, yet they're in their bathing suits. Yep. Like, put a sweatshirt on. Can't you even try to make it look realistic?
And then swimming with the seals or whatever, the walruses. What were those? I just thought it was funny that I watched this whole thing and I couldn't write one thing down. I was like, wow, seals. That's not like me. I can talk for an hour about anything. But even this, I was like, yawn. You two are boring enough to make it forever.
Oh, so boring. But the best was that they just kept going back to the guys who were like making voodoo dolls and gossiping and getting angry.
Literally doing each other's hair.
Yeah. Oh, they had Vinny, who was wearing that stupid straw hat, like a straw fedora or whatever. Ooh. And they're all mad and trying to figure out who their enemies are.
So okay, then they start gossiping because one of the producers handed them an Us magazine.
Yep. In Touch. Even better.
Oh, In Touch.
In Touch Weekly. What I love, too, was that the first thing I thought was like, yeah, as if any of them are reading In Touch. So obviously the producer gave it to them. But then a little bit later, they actually put that in. They must have known how ridiculous that sounded. So one of the guys goes, you know, like earlier when I was getting my hair done, they just had like these magazines. So I just like picked one up to read it. And it was like this one. Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Well, are they not on sequester in this show? Because most reality shows, they're in some kind of sequester. They're not allowed to be, well, not most reality shows, but most reality shows like this.
Yes, they're sequestered and they're not allowed. They don't have their phones. They don't have anything. So it was very obvious that they gave them the magazine.
Yeah. So they're all reading this magazine, which says it's this story written by another Chad, JoJo's ex-boyfriend Chad, who claims that he was boning JoJo the whole time she was on The Bachelor, and they had to keep it secret because she wanted the fame of the show. And so all the guys are like, is she really here for me? And then it all switched around to where they were doing the JoJo lines.
They're like, she's not here for the right reasons.
I need her to be vulnerable and tell me the truth. I'm like, oh,
So now they're all going to come for JoJo to make sure that she's really there to find love.
The DJ. I've sacrificed a lot to be here. I'm still paying for my Spotify.
And then they go to the producer, hands JoJo the magazine, which I always love when they break the fourth wall.
Oh, this was so good. He's like, have you read? She's like, nothing in the world could ruin the feeling I have after that vulnerable date with Heron Rogers. And they're like, oh, really?
Hello. Lance Coigy popping in. Hello. Yeah.
So they give her the magazine and she looks at it. And on the cover is the prince and his wife. And she's like, oh, my God. What do I care? Prince died a long time ago. No, it's the prince. The prince. Oh. I'm in a magazine with the prince. They're like, you need to read it. Do you have one of these with more pictures? I don't get, like, just showing her staring at that magazine was hilarious. She's like, what?
It was so fake. She's just like, I just don't understand why. What does this have to do with me? Oh. Oh, my God. Why would he say this? Chad just doesn't want me to be happy. I was so nice to him. I was a friend to him. I just wanted him to be happy, but obviously he can't take it that I'm happy.
I was just so upset, and then I was just trying to help. I just want to help people.
Just like to help him. I mean, he beat me so many times, and I didn't even care. I was just like, okay, I deserve it.
It was my fault. I'm sorry I made you hit me. Okay, so let me get this straight. This is her story. She's with this dude named Chad. They break up right before she gets this gig going on The Bachelor to become famous. So then she goes on The Bachelor, becomes famous. Then she has her heart broken by The Bachelor guy. Then she leaves and is heartbroken. But then she starts seeing Chad again so he can cry about her. And then, I'm sure, you lying, girl. This does not sound true.
Well, okay, so then she supposedly got back together with the other Chad, right? Who's a hairdresser.
He is? That explains this cast. They're like, who can we get for JoJo? I don't know. Just grab a touring company of Starlight Express and bring them on in here. All right, done.
So, I am not sure. So, apparently, they got together, and then she broke up with him again. So, maybe they're saying she broke up with him again just to go on The Bachelorette.
I don't think she said she got back together with him. She said that when she came off the show, he was really upset. I think because she broke up with him before. And so she was just trying to be his friend and let him cry on her shoulder about how she broke up with him before she went on The Bachelor or something. And then I don't know.
He hit me a few times, but that's just what friends do. I mean, that's how friends express themselves to each other, is they just slap you in the face. Or punch you in the tit. I mean, that's just a friendship.
I didn't believe her for 1 second in this. She looked like was obviously full of shit. And she's like, how could he? Why would he do this? I was just trying to help him. I'm like, oh, lies, girl. You just got busted.
No, makeup was running. That was a complete fake crying. I didn't believe it at all.
I believed the fear, but I didn't believe the sadness.
No sadness.
So let's see here. Heron, card. Luke, Derek, Chase, Evans. Wait, where are we now? Jay, is that right?
Yes.
Someone gets a card
Luke,
or something?
Luke, Derek, Chase, Evan, James, Vinny, Grant, Wells, Alex. This means Robbie's getting the one-on-one.
Oh, God. So then at night, Heron is like, I've got to tell you. Wait, we already did this, right? Heron, I'm falling for you. No, this is nighttime on the date. So they find out that they're getting the group date, but then back on the regular date with JoJo. Well, wait.
Right.
We skipped this part. Okay, so let's just skip it.
Yeah, so now we know that the one-on-one date. Oh.
We already talked about that, right? We talked about it early. That's why we went out of order. So this is when he's on his date with her, and he's like, I'm totally falling. I have to tell you a secret. I'm totally falling for you. Vulnerable. And she's like, oh, my God, that's so vulnerable. Okay, I met a girl who used to date you. So that's the Instagram stuff. And he gets kind of pissed.
Like, wow.
Yeah, he gets kind of mad.
Interesting. Yes. And then he goes back into – he starts going – you know, I mean, goes back to that old story. You know, I was just really, really into football. You know, I have nothing to hide. I mean, if I did, I'd hide it in my hair. But I don't have anything to hide. I'm just, you know, I'm just like really loved football.
Okay, you're right. There is a child in my hair. Get out of here, you crazy baby. Okay, there's literally no room to hide anything else. Oh, get out of here, you wacky donkey. Like, you are so, your hair is so vulnerable and tricky. Is your hair being honest with me? Tell me the truth. I love a bad boy with bad boy hair.
So I just don't understand how JoJo thinks that this guy's going to be faithful.
She doesn't. She doesn't care. She doesn't want one who's going to be faithful. She's
like,
I wish I could read your mind or anything. It would really help.
I think she, after I watched that scene, I was like, she and Chad deserve each other. She should really just go back to Chad at this point.
Yeah, I feel like once you love a Chad, you'll always love a Chad. Like, once you've really gotten a taste of some overconfident a-hole, you can never go back. I mean, I love them. I love Chad.
We skipped. Yeah, okay. So we went back and we just talked about the Heron Rogers date, because then it was after that the producers handed the tabloid. Okay.
Yeah, so sorry, we're a little memento right now. We're all over the throat. Wait a second, anyone listening to this. We'll get to all the scenes, just not in the proper order.
Right,
I love that Heron, she's like, I wish I could read. And then Heron Rogers goes, well, it's like my pastor said growing up. I almost fell down when he said that. I was like, wow, when you're desperate, you whip out the old pastor said. Nothing's hotter than that. He's like, my pastor said growing up, not to say I love you till you put a ring on the finger. I was like, I think actually he said not to fuck somebody before you put the ring on the finger, but you've already failed that one. So.
And I think that was Beyonce. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
He's like, it's like my pastor said, lemonade.
Right. So then she's like, I love you. I trust him. I just, you know, I mean, he said that he's into me. I mean, I brought it up. I had some concerns and I brought them up and he told me exactly what I want to hear. Oh, and then she says something. I don't know. I wrote this down somewhere else where she says, she basically says, I didn't want to hear anything bad, you know? So, you know, I don't want to hear anything I don't want to hear. So he didn't say anything I didn't want to hear, you know? Oh, so trust him.
Yes. Oh my God. I'll get to this part in my notes. I don't know where that is, but JoJo has this weird speech pattern of saying the same word over and over again, but in different ways. She'll be like, well, I didn't want my ears to hear what I heard that you was hearing about saying of hears. I was like, what? Can you only concentrate on one word at a time? What the hell is wrong with you? We're going to come across like five examples in the next couple paragraphs.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, oh, he was honest and vulnerable. And I just wanted to make sure you could love me before I make out with 10 other guys at dessert. Like, you're talking about being trustworthy, but you're going to go make out with 10 other guys. Anyway.
Yeah.
That scene's over.
Yeah. So then she... so then the magazine thing happens and then she's crying. And then, so then I guess what you do, what, you know, girls do is you put on an old ratty bathrobe, grab some Haagen-Dazs and, you know, go talk to the guys.
Oh God. Oh, one thing she said was, I really, you know, today I felt stronger feelings than ever for Heron. And I really trust that he's being truthful. I was like, what?
'Cause he's true.
I trust that his truth is truthful. Okay, JoJo.
Because he's got a truthiness that I just find so attractive.
Do I really love him or do I love Toy Story? Who knows? Either way, Woody's in the front. But, you know, there's still a bunch of gay guys out there to please, and you don't want them on your bad side. I've got Twitter, okay?
Oh, my God. So then she goes and talks to the guys, and she's like, I'm so...
I can't believe you guys. Like, I mean, okay, I wasn't in Touch magazine with Prince, but still, they're like, Prince, girl, he died. I know, it's still.
And then she's like, I just, my only crime was that I hate to see anyone. Oh, this is where she does it. This is probably in your paragraph. I hate to see anyone hurting, like my heart hurt because of my hurting. And my friendship with Chad, I was just so hurting about his hurt. And it feels bad. I'm just I'm such a good person.
My heart is hurting because I'm just charitable about charities. Like, I just want to be charitable. Like, what? Are people going to, like, call me a slut because of all those African children I made out with in those little villages? Whoa, charity. Back it. Reel it in, charity.
Robbie, who's wearing, like, this powder blue tight tank top, comes over. He puts, like, a peck around her. And he's like, don't cry. You'll always have your gaze.
Girl, it's a non-issue. Okay? Like, suddenly no one's mad. They're like, we're going to tell off JoJo. And they're like, oh, whatever. It was like that guy's fault. Like, who cares? And then the stupid hit guy goes, hey, no one with a guilty conscience cries like that. It's like, have you ever seen Law and Order? Ever? Because they all cry like that, you dodo.
That was the best.
So I shouldn't have been open to a relationship with Chad. Okay, Robbie and Heron, what do they do? Oh, face masks and cucumbers.
Oh, Good Lord. They're having a spa day. Of course Robbie's having a spa day. And they're talking about how they're going to get a rose. They're like two hens. They're like, ooh, girl, I know how I'm going to get a rose. I'm going to compliment the shit out of that girl.
It looked like the movie The Women.
It did.
Oh, so funny. Group date.
Romantic date on the sand dunes.
I care about these guys so much. Then the dad, I'm going to do this like a pro. Fall on his face. Stupid.
Okay. Then she walks around, cuddles all the guys. That was just stupid.
Yeah, it was dumb. Fast forward.
Then we go to Robbie and Heron are waiting for their date card, and Robbie's wearing a pink shirt. Listen, no judgment. I'm just saying. I mean, it's just one thing to the next. He's just at spa day. Then he's wearing a pink Oxford shirt. Then, okay. So then he gets his date card. And then
Luke's so romantic, isn't she? She's like, guys, I just want you to know that I'm here to find a husband, and I hope one of you is him. I'm like, wow, put those in your vows. It was between this guy and 20. I knew the minute that... Well, actually, I didn't really know. There were 20 other guys. Okay, let's go to the reception. Thank you. I do for now. So let's see. They go on their date.
I have it down here that all these different guys take her outside to reassure her that we're all there for the right reasons. First, Luke's hair takes JoJo out, right? And then James Taylor takes her out. Grabs her, and then Wells does the same thing.
Luke was pretty good, though. Lean in, Luke. He's like, I just want you to know that I'm confident about the intentions, because, like, in the context of what a former relationship is, I completely believe the intentions of believing you. And it warms my heart that I believe in the belief of you intent. She's like, wow, I love that you use the same word so many times in two sentences. You want to get married?
Oh, my God. Well, what? Okay, so is JoJo on the one-on-one date with... Did I stop taking notes?
At some point, you're just like, what am I doing with my life?
Well, there's the... Because Robbie's going to say, oh.
Dad was like, I read that article 3 times, and I don't believe one thing. I just kept reading it and reading it. Do you know where Chad lives? What is his phone number? Does he have a favorite color? And does he celebrate Valentine's Day? Tim of the truth, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the guys,
This is the Derek part. This is where we set up the Derek thing. JoJo, because Derek pulls JoJo aside to tell her how he's feeling. And then JoJo goes, I just don't want us to fall behind. And
she's like, oh, now it's normal to feel like you're insecure in a situation with, you know, things that are thinging in front of you. And I don't want us to fall behind in our relationship that we've had for 4 days, which means I'm going to dump you. And right. So then later,
Alex. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You cut to Alex.
Yeah. No, then Alex is like all mad. He's like, everyone thinks Derek is a good guy, but I don't like him. He's insecure and jealous, and I hate it.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He's calculated and jealous, and he's got a vibe of insecurity. Do I look tall enough? Put the camera lower. Put it lower. Nope, lower. Okay, I'm going to say it again. He's got a vibe of insecurity. Did you buy it? My butt's twitching. Anybody else? Is the air conditioning on? What is this happening?
Then, like, Alex goes storming in to talk to her, and he's super aggressive. He's like, it's rare that you can, like, love where you're at in your life, you know? And I just love where I am in my life, you know? Like, I'm not falling up short in, like, any area of my life. Like, I could totally fall in love with you. I'd be willing to be vulnerable, bitch.
You can't, goes, you know, like, what I'm learning with you, JoJo? Like, this is different. This isn't like a regular relationship. You know, you can't find this with text messages. Like, you know when you're like, you text her, and then you're like, oh my God, she texted me back. Like, this is different. And she's falling asleep, and she's licking her lips, like, just stick your tongue down my throat, which is like a common theme with her. Yeah. And then he's like, I'm vulnerable, heart emoji. Yeah. She's like, okay, get out of here.
And then I think they go to him talking to camera, and he's like, getting a group date rose is always like an ambition that I have. You know, it's just like when I'm strategizing, like I do like in the military, it's like I strategize like sometimes to take out the enemy and sometimes to get a group date rose. So
sometimes when I'm taking group showers in the military, I'm thinking, I hope I get my bud group today, which is kind of the same thing as getting a group date rose. I mean, it hurts, but only for a second. And in the end, you're walking funny, but it was still worth it.
And I always hope there's no thorns. Oh my God.
So she ends up giving the group date, and she totally does blow it for the commercial banker guy. She's like, right. Well, this is called a reassurance rose.
Wait, but first she goes, guys, last night was the worst night of my life. But you guys turned it around. Really? It was the worst night of your entire life? Really?
Well, so far in this one episode, we've known the best thing that's ever happened to her, which was getting rid of Chad, and the worst, which was being in a magazine with Prince.
Yeah, so Derek gets the reassurance rose, and they all go nuts.
Oh, no more. No one more than this Alex kid, though. That was hilarious. Oh, really? I talked to her about important things. I told her I was vulnerable. I don't want a pity rose, that little bitch, that pussy bitch. It's like,
I'm going to go pound his nuts into a sand dune. That's what I'm going to do. That's the difference between me and Derek. I don't want a fucking pity rose. I just want to go pound some sand.
Then we cut to the beach for the group date. Oh, no. This is just another beach date with Orange Robbie. But she's on the beach alone in front of this giant statue of a hand coming out of the sand and an orange dog. And she's like making out with the statue, each finger. Yes. And then she makes out with the orange dog. And then Robbie comes and the dog just looks at him like, bitch, you are oranger than me. And I'm like literally an orange dog.
And Robbie is so gay on this date. I'm sorry, but he's never been gayer than on this date. He's dressed like impeccably. I mean, it is so gay. And then she's like, Robbie is such a good balance of like playful and sensitive, and he loves cock or two at a time because he's playful.
I could totally marry a guy who could teach me how to give a decent blowjob. I mean, it's called partnership, ain't it, y'all? And I like when she goes, she takes him up to a stand and she's like, you're so handsome. Now here's a hat. And what is with this show bringing all these white guy extras on to play people in South America?
Oh my
did
God.
Did you notice that?
Was classic. I did.
It was like Epcot Center. I was like, wait a second. That is totally an overweight white PA.
Are we at Disney World? What is happening? I can't take Robbie seriously, though. Then they go cliff jumping.
Oh, God. I was like, just both die. And then it was so promising when there was blood all over the rocks below them. Did you notice that there was red all over those rocks?
No.
Like, how many bimbos have died here? But he's like, yeah, I really want to tell JoJo, like, it's really hard saying I love you first, but I'm going to do it. Let's jump off a cliff. She's like, yeah, I feel like I can trust him. Really? Because he's literally pushing you off a cliff. Can you be more on the nose, lady? Yeah.
She's like, because he's a swimmer. He's a like a Olympic swimmer. Okay. So then we go back to the house, which is the best, because now Alex has become the new Chad to me. And he's wondering why Derek needs reassurance. And then they confront him.
Yeah, Alex and Chase just basically bra him. They are total bitches to him. They're so mean to him. And Chase is really an asshole, too. Like, he showed his true colors. I mean, that guy's been pretty beige until now, and he's pretty awful.
But Derek is wearing this shirt with these stars and stripes that's not helping his cause.
Well, that's true. But doesn't that guy just look like the perfect husband? Like, I can imagine him like
boyfriend.
With my kids on the 4th of July, and you're like, honey, it's August now. Why are you still wearing that star shirt? And he's like, well, it's never too late to be patriotic, honey. And I'm like, oh, you're such a nerd. And then we kiss.
Yeah, I like him.
And I flick him on the ears
I do. I like him a lot.
I like him, too. These guys are really, really mean to him.
They're such bitches.
Banker guy goes, yeah, well, these guys, this is like being in a frat. Like, you know, a Mean Girls clique.
Oh, my God. But they really are like rapey frat guys. They're so mean and acting a little crazy, a little testosterone.
Yeah.
And then we go right back to Robbie, and I'm cringing because now he's going to tell JoJo he's in love with her. He's like, I'm an emotional person. I get it from my mom. I just love crying and roses and chocolate and Kathy cartoons. I'm just like emotional.
Kathy cartoons.
Garfield. He's like, he thinks he's people. It makes me so emotional when I think about Garfield.
Way to man up and bring up your mom on a date, girl. God. And JoJo's like, I feel safe with you. It's like, has JoJo been in, like, terrible burning buildings? Like, what is she always afraid of? It's like, Jesus Christ, JoJo. She's going to require every man to have an exit sign posted somewhere, so she has to get out. I mean, this girl's, like, afraid of everything. What has happened to you? You're young and gorgeous. Please, stop worrying so much.
I know you like her. You think she's nice, but I don't get it.
And then he whips out the big... her. I mean, I like her because... I mean, I don't know why. I like her. I love a mess. And then Robbie is like, I got butterflies in my stomach, girl. Okay, now here it is. My best friend died. Okay, here's why I came. My best friend died while he was texting his girlfriend. Like, that's a serious relationship, you know, texting. Like, and he drove off a cliff or a bridge because he was texting late at night, his girlfriend. Yeah. And, you know, I think like, you know, he could have proposed. So, like, if I'm not happy, like, I could die. I love you. And she's like, oh, my God, dead people. What? Okay, why not? Your friend shouldn't have been texting and driving. Like, do you text and drive? Like, for someone who's so worried about feeling safe all the time, you'd think that would be your first question.
Yeah. She's like, was he wearing his seatbelt? Because I like to feel safe.
Well, I sure wouldn't have felt safe with your friend. Not that I'm glad that he's dead or anything. But how gross to be using your dead friend to get laid.
That's the worst. Really bad. Right from that to I love you.
He's so vulnerable. Like,
so I guess what I'm saying is life is short. So I'm going to just say it. I fall in love with you. I'm in love with you. Rose!
And then, of course, nothing says I love you back like, thank you.
Yep.
You're vulnerable. Make out, Rose. And then he goes, you know...
my favorite love. Part. I wrote it down word for word. Go for it.
Love is a force that pulls people together. Like, if it's there for one person, it's there for the other person too.
Yeah, if you're a stalker. The actual quote at the beginning was, love is a force that holds two bodies together. Rope can do that too, or handcuffs.
Or duct tape.
Creepy freak. Duct tape. Or holding a gun to one person's head.
Oh, no kidding. You know how Selena died, right? Okay, so then she's like...
Then Robbie goes, this is one of the best days of my life. Everyone's having the best day of their life or the worst day of their life.
He goes...
Bachelor.
He literally says, I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. I was like, with a wonderful guy? Because you know that's a song from South Pacific, okay? I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. And I Wikipedia'd this just because I thought it was hilarious that the gayest guy is like quoting show tunes. In the show, Nelly sings this song after being convinced that despite the racial differences between her and Emil, there is good in him, and so she is elated to be in love with him.
They're actually racially different, but
he's orange. Yes. It's like an orange guy and a white girl. It's like the same thing. Oh my god, these fagito burritos, like, seriously. 10 for a dollar.
Firecrackers, girl.
Yes. Rose ceremony. Okay, so banker guy pulls all the boys aside, and he's like, you guys are being mean to me, like, seriously. And they're like, dude, you're a stupid pussy. How could you do this to us right before the cocktail party of the rose ceremony? Like, we need to concentrate. We don't have roses. We need to concentrate on what we're going to do. Jesus Christ, you guys.
Then Chris comes in and says there's not going to be a cocktail party, just a rose ceremony. And then Alex is like, if that guy's still here, I'm going to punch him.
It'll be a slap in my face.
And then rose ceremony, shockingly, she's wearing a cutout dress again. She's worn three dresses in this show, and they were all the same dress. Users.
I'm skipping through
I
all
think
this.
Robbie would have caught that. All right. Yeah. So we got,
I'm reading so many stupid things. Like, I take so many notes, it's ridiculous, but I'm just laughing at stupid notes. Okay, what was the stupid hick saying when he's like, everybody, because three people are about to get eliminated, so everybody's worried. Alex is calling everyone a bitch, and then the hick goes, Well, you know, we always joke about Hayes in the barn. What the fuck is this guy talking about ever? Anybody? I'm sure I misheard that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
But I rewound it and I was like, what is this guy even talking about? You still have a swollen eye. It's like a day later.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Oh, James Taylor.
Oh, yeah. He's not the
guitar
dad.
Guy.
Guitar guy. Yeah, Luke. Yeah. This guy just seems like the type. They're like, oh, well, he could be a dad. So let's cast him. Maybe she wants babies right now.
Oh, vanilla. I don't know why he's still on the show.
Oh, yeah. He's. I think she's doing it to be nice. Like, I think she's keeping the DJ to be nice and him to be nice and the short guy. It's like she doesn't want to piss certain people off on Twitter. Like, she doesn't want dads mad at her or short people or DJs.
I mean, yeah, but she got rid of the black guy.
Yeah, well, that guy was, I think he was wonky-eyed more than black. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I think she was anti-wonky-eyed more.
But yeah.
It was wonky-eyedness more than blatant racism.
So now who has a rose at this point? Who already has a rose? Derek?
Like 30 people.
Heron?
She's gone on dates with everybody.
And one other guy.
Mm.
Heron, Derek, and somebody else already have a rose. So then she gives one to Luke, Chase, Alex, James Taylor, and Wells. So right. Dick's function is off, Grant is off, and Vinny is off. Vinny should have never been there in the first place.
Oh, my God. I was dying. Every one of these guys sobbed at the end, especially Vinny.
Yeah,
and Dick's function goes, God, I really thought I could come out here and be a great guy. I mean, I bought this leather jacket. Do you know how much I paid for this at TJ Maxx? And he cries. And then
he's like, I never had a chance to show her my penis and what it could do.
I can stay hard for 5 days. And he was the next one, Grant. Just Grant crying. I was laughing so hard. I just wrote literal LOLs times four.
He's like, I just really feel like she's making a mistake. I don't get it. And I'm just really hurt and I'm so confused. You don't get it? When have you even have a conversation with her on the show at all? I don't get it.
Remember that time, like, I put out a fire? Okay, we get it. And then Vinny's, like, sobbing. I was so surprised because he was also the one wearing a hat inside and giving a haircut. I don't know. I don't think he would care that much, but he was sobbing so hard.
I think he was drunk. He was the one who was also drunk. He was drunk in the very first episode.
I think he was just disappointed that he should have known better. Like, he waited too long to get his front row of plugs. Like, you don't do that a week before you go on a show, dude. Give it a year. Like, a hair professional would know that.
Oh, my God. That might be the best line of this podcast.
I felt so bad for that guy. I was like,
wait a year.
He's got doll hair. Everybody, that will do it for the rose pricks. I was just rearranging my chair if it sounds like I'm going crazy.
Although, then we had some good coming attractions, though.
Oh, my God.
Next
Luke's
week
boobs.
Looks good. And then we're going to find it looked like, and I did not read any spoilers because I'm not doing that to myself because I want to be surprised. But it definitely looked like she, screwed herself and picked Heron Rogers. And then doesn't it seem like, I'm guessing here, but it seems like because they showed, you know, when they did the and later her at the rose ceremony, like that she let go the guy that she loves, seemed like it was going to be Heron Rogers, right?
I can't tell because they keep tricking me because, like, last week they kept showing that clip where she's like, and then they're putting all this stuff out about Heron Rogers, so I thought maybe he was going to turn evil because they kept showing clips of him like, I'm here for me, wink. So I don't know.
Well,
they're
and
tricky.
He supposedly has a girlfriend that he was living with. Remember I told you that? So, I mean, maybe she finds that out and then she realizes she's actually in love with him. So I don't know what's going to happen. But
she's ridiculous.
Oh, she's the worst.
And I love it. I did love the end tag scene too, though. I forgot. I didn't even write anything down because it was so funny. But it's like Lean and Luke trying to make sentences on the couch with the guys.
Right,
and his boobs hanging out. And the banker's like, dude, your tits out. It's like, yeah.
Right.
I've got bigger boobs than some of the girls I dated. Just kidding. Not really. Okay. So here's what I was saying. Like,
kind of serious, though. And then the camera picks up his nipple. Ew.
It's pretty funny. The banker's like, can we get this guy a B cup? Or can we get this guy some pasties?
All in all, good episode.
So fun. And this was so much fun talking to you. We talked actually longer than the actual episode lasted. Did you know that?
We did?
Almost. We're at 119 right now. And the episode was 123. So we're close. All right. We've got 4 more minutes. What do you want to talk about? Just kidding. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Rose Pricks podcast.
Yeah, go to our Facebook page.
Yes, go to Facebook. Come to rosepricks.com. That'll take you to all of our episodes. And thank you for the reviews and the ratings on iTunes. Keep it up. They help us out so much.
Yes.
I love doing this. It's so fun.
It's so fun. So fun. Guys, I would do it for free, but we don't have to because a lot of you guys are going to subscribe. And we're going to get rich.
Oh, subscribe to what? We haven't even started that yet. We are doing it for free. We literally are the pity rose. You guys, we love you. We'll talk to you soon. Boing.
Bye.